우리에게 주시는 하나님의 말씀은
The word of God for us today is Acts chapter 13 verse 26 through 31.
아브라함의 후손과 너희 중
Brothers, children of Abraham, and you, good-fearing Gentiles, it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb, but God raised him from the dead. And for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witness to our people. Amen. 10 years ago, when I minister the Korean church, out of the church members, there was professional classical vocalist who participated in vocal competition in Geneva. Because of that, I was able to enjoy all the procedure of the competition from the premier main competition and the final in Geneva competition that has been traditionally famous. The premier and the main competition were all held in Grand Hall of Geneva Conservatoire. The Grand Hall of the Conservatoire was a small performance hall that could only accommodate 200 people, and all the participants sang a song to piano only. But final six vocalists who made it to the final was going to sing in Victoria Hall Grand Auditorium that accommodates 1,644. Moreover, the contestants carried their tune not to a simple piano, but to the Suisse Romande Orchestra, which has the longest history in the country. And the members of the orchestra was more than 70 people. The reason why the final of the Geneva competition was held in such a big auditorium was not because they wanted to show off the scale which fit into the scale of the final of the Geneva competition, and it was because they wanted to see if the final competitors was able to deliver their voice going through the sounds of the orchestra played by 70 members and deliver their voice to the back seat of a such huge auditorium. In premier and main competition, I, who do not know much about music, could not tell who is better than who. But at the final, I was not even judge, but I was able to see who was the best vocalist. I was able to rank the sixth vocalist. I could see who is delivering their voice, cutting through the orchestra sounds and touching the hearts of the audience, and who lose their voice on the stage in the middle of the orchestra sound. In the final, female German female vocalist and American male vocalist share the grand prize, and the second rank was the Korean lady vocalist, who was a member of the Korean church. To me personally, rather than the first, the grand prize laureates, I was more touched by Korean vocalist who was in the second rank. It was not because she was the Korean, nor she was the member of the Korean church that I minister. The grand prize winner, they were all tall and well-built. But the Korean lady who received the second rank prize was 160 centimeter tall, and her body was small. So her body condition made the people think whether she will be able to sing in such a small body. She not only sang high tone, but also low tone, like she whispered. Out of the all six finalists, and she received the most biggest applause from the audience, because her songs overwhelmed the sounds of the orchestra and filled the huge auditorium hall with her voice and touched so deeply the hearts of the audience. Her voice was nothing but amazement. There are also Korean traditional vocalists who went through harsh training to earn the idealistic voice. As the last process of earning the voice, some train their voice in front of the sound of the waterfall. If you could make your voice cut through the sounds of the waterfall and let the others let the others hear your voice, it means that you earned the one and only voice, idealistic voice. I saw the actual performance of Korean traditional vocalists. I still remember the thrills that I had listening to the vocal performance. Isn't it strange? I mean, usually, isn't it impossible that voice of a person overwhelm such a grand sound of orchestra? If we stand up on the stage and shout out loud, but doesn't our voice go disappear in the middle of the sounds of the orchestra? When we speak to each other in front of the waterfall, it will be so difficult to listen to each other. But how the voice of a small man could cut through the sound of the waterfall and let the other people hear the voice. So it's not about the scale of the voice. If you go by the scale of the voice, the sounds of the orchestra and the sounds of the waterfall overwhelm the voice of human beings. The reason why such a small classical vocalist and Korean traditional vocalist go through and cut through the sounds of the orchestra and waterfall is because they have the vibe different from the sounds of the orchestra and waterfall. If it's between the same tones and same vibe, small sounds is swallowed by the bigger sound. But if the tone is differentiated from other sounds, even if how small, no matter how small the sound it is, it could go through any kinds of sounds of the world. Therefore, earning the one and only voice for classical vocalists and traditional vocalists means that they have their own vibe differentiated from the other people's sounds and other people's sounds and the sounds of the other things in the world. Becoming Christian is like this. It means as Christians, we came to have the vibe of Christian. If the Christian would be able to renew this world and touch this world and change this world, it doesn't mean that there are many Christians. It doesn't mean that the sounds of the Christians are big. It is because we, as Christians, have a different vibe differentiated from the vibe of the world. So it's a different vibe as Christian. As Christian, we will be able to cut through all the noises and rush and commotions of the world. We will be able to deliver the vibe of Christian to the other people's hearts. In other words, if the Christian cannot renew this world and cannot touch this world and change this world, it doesn't mean that there are a small number of Christians with small sound of voice. It is because, as Christian, we do not have our own vibe differentiated from the vibe of the world. It is because that we share the same vibe of the world as Christian, our vibe as Christian go disappear in the middle of the noises, rush, and commotions of the world. Without a doubt, the Christian has to have the Christian vibe is because our Lord came to this world with different vibe, which was to save the world and the sinner. Let's look at the verse of today's texture of 28 through 29. Through they found no proper ground for a death sentence. They asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. He will not perish. He will not disappoint. He's going to establish justice. All the islands is going to put their hope in the law of the Lord. Here, in his words, the islands will put their hope means that, like the islands separated from each other, the local people and all the peoples separately living, which means that all the peoples in the world hope for the words of the Lord. So when we see this verse, we are under impression that God first shout loud to us. However, the prophet Isaiah said that the Lord would never shout out loud to us. He would never raise his voice in arguments. He would never even say in a voice that can be heard on the streets. 2,000 years ago, the Lord came to the world as testified in chapter 12, verse 19. And Matthew said exactly what the prophet Isaiah said to describe the Lord. Because the Lord, the Jesus Christ, never shout out loud, raises voice in arguments. In gospel, we could see the Jesus sermon. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 4. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It's impossible to imagine the Jesus Christ to shout out loud with his face turned into red. We can imagine the Jesus Christ speaking to us like a face-touching soft breeze. Sometimes Jesus Christ criticized the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Let's look at the chapter, Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. Even when Jesus Christ criticized the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, he must have said in completely reserved and calm voice. Like a testimony of Isaiah and Matthew, the Lord Jesus never shout out loud, raise his voice. He did not raise his voice. He did not shout at all. But how could all the world in this all the people in this world put their hope in the words of the Lord? How is it possible? It is because the Lord Jesus Christ had the different vibe that was differentiated from the vibe of the world. What was the vibe? The leaders of the Judaism, who was worried about their religious privileges because of the work of the Jesus Christ, even though they could not find any sin from the innocent Jesus Christ and pressure General Pilate to crucify Jesus Christ on the cross. General Pilate knew that Jesus Christ was innocent, but he was worried about the riots. So he sentenced Jesus Christ to death. John the Baptist, who played a role to prepare the road of Jesus Christ, came to the soldiers and asked a question, what do they have to do? And John Baptist said that, do not extort money. Do not accuse people falsely. Be be contempt, be competent with your pay. It means simply that you should not abuse your power. The soldiers of the Roman Empire abused their power by crucifying Jesus. In the name of the power, they imposed unjust violence on the body of Jesus Christ. They extorted the life of Jesus. From the viewpoint of John the Baptist, he would have shouted out to the soldiers of the Roman Empire, "Why do you abuse your power against Jesus Christ, the innocent man? Why do you extort the life of innocent man, Jesus Christ?" He would have also bring out the angels of the kingdom and punish the evil soldiers in revenge. It seems right. However, as we know very well, Jesus Christ was praying for forgiveness of those who crucify him. In the morning, 9 o'clock, Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and died at 3 o'clock p.m., which was 6 hours later. And the General Pilate was surprised because Jesus Christ died so much earlier than expected. A healthy built man crucified on a cross until he died, usually 2 to 3 days spent. Considering that Jesus Christ had such a weak body, who cannot stand more than 6 hours on the cross, those people who were crucified on a cross until they die, they had to spend several days. So those who were nailed down on a cross, out of the anger, said all kinds of curse words to the passersby. They had no dignity and spit it out, all the curse words. And you know, it is fun to see. It was some kind of show. So by the Matthew chapter 27 and 6, the verse 46, Jesus Christ looked up to heaven on the cross and said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." It means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" On the other hand, Luke chapter 23, verse 46, testify, Jesus Christ said that, "Dear Father, I commit my spirit into your hands." So therefore, the testimony of the Matthew and testimony of Luke, we don't see any relations. However, worldly renowned Christianity writer of Japan, Endo Shusaku, in the book entitled The Life of Jesus, the writer said that before the Jesus Christ died on the cross, Jesus said the Psalm chapter 22, verse 1 to chapter 31, verse 5. The chapter 22 and verse 1 started as, "My God, Why had you forsaken me? And the chapter 31, verse 5, ended with, like, into your hands I commit my spirit. So the testimony of the Matthew and the testimony of Luke are exactly the same. 2,000 years ago, in the time of Old Testament, there was no chapter, no verse. So the people understand the contents, where the contents of the Bible was, they had to listen to the contents first. So the Matthew recorded the verses of Psalm chapter 22 and chapter 23 to show that Jesus Christ on the cross recited the psalm before he died. And also the Luke did the same. So he recorded the Psalm chapter 31, verse 5. I personally agree with the Endo Shushaku's opinions 100%. At the time, in order to stand such a tremendous pain of body, it was usual thing for them to recite the words of the Lord. Do you think that the Jesus Christ, who was nailed down on a cross, recited the words of the Lord? Do you think that the purpose of doing it is only for overcoming the pain of the body? I don't think so. Let's look at the chapter 23 of Psalm. As we confirmed 2 weeks ago, the today's scripture says that the Jesus Christ is the words of salvation. The Jesus Christ who crucified on the cross was the Logos itself, the words of God itself, who came into a body, incarnation. So until he died, because he was the Logos, and so before he died, he recited the Logos, the words of God. With the words of the God, he proved that he is Logos. With the words of God, he defended himself, that he is from God. But isn't it the end of life of Jesus Christ with that? As we saw the last sermon, the God rose Jesus Christ from the dead. Let's look at the verse 31. And for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witness to our people. For several days, the resurrected Jesus Christ showed himself to his disciples. And the disciples saw with their bare eyes the resurrected Jesus Christ. So they became the witness of the resurrected Lord. But then, what is the ultimate purpose? What is the ultimate purpose that the Lord wanted to see, wanted to show to the disciple through his death and resurrection? He wanted to show to his disciple that it was Logos. And the Logos, the words of the Lord, the words of the God, never dies, not by any kind of force, any kind of violence, any kind of injustice, any kind of conspiracy of any kind of group never die. That is the logos of God. He showed that he, as a logos of the Word, work for this world in His love. How is it possible? The Lord, the words of God, is the vibe of the everlasting love and everlasting life and everlasting justice that cut through even death. No, the resurrection, rising the dead, rising the life from the dead. So, witnessing the resurrected Lord, the disciples became the witness of the Jesus Christ, and they came to have the same vibe of the Jesus Christ. The disciples, usually less educated men and poor men that were small in this world, but they were able to renew this world, not losing their vibe in the middle of the noises of this world, was because they were the Christian with the vibe of life, love, and justice, differentiated from the vibe of the world. How we become to believe in Jesus Christ who lived 2,000 years ago and died on a cross and broke the death and resurrected? The life and love and justice through the logos of God passed through the time and space of 2,000 years and touched and came into our souls and hearts. So it means that so living as witness of Jesus Christ is to spread out the vibe of Jesus Christ with the words of the Lord, words of the God. No matter how badly injustice of the world, evil of the world, smother us and torture us, let us not to beat evil with evil. Let us not to revenge injustice with injustice. Let us not do that. Let us to defend ourselves with the words of Lord. Let us to defend our thoughts with the words of God. With the words of God, let us prove that we are Christian. Let us defend the will of God with the words of God. No matter how small we are, we will be able to share the vibe of the true life and true love and true justice through us as the channel of Jesus Christ. It's like as if the classical vocalist voice go through the sounds of the grand orchestra and fill the auditorium with the voice. And as if the Korean traditional vocalist go through the sounds of the waterfall and let the others hear the sound. As Christian, let us to feel this world with the love of God with the life of God, going through all the noises and rush and commotion of the world. Let us pray. Dear Father, we want to have the vibe of classical vocalists that fills the whole auditorium with his own voice out of the orchestra sounds. We also want to have the vibe of the superb traditional vocalists who earn the one and only sounds that go through the sounds of the waterfall after years of training. We want to thank you for considering us righteous only because we believe in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for teaching us to see the vibe of justice, love, and life of Lord are with us. Please help us not to lose the vibe with us, and help us to live in your words, the true source of the vibe. No matter how badly injustice and evil suffer us, please help us not to be tempted on beating evil with evil and overwhelming injustice with injustice. Please help us not to forget that such behavior will be the shortcut to self-destruction, driving ourselves into the pitfall of bigger injustice and evil. Please let us leave after you whenever and wherever, so that we prove to ourselves that we are the Christian in your words and defend your will with your words. And therefore, through our life, we go through all the noises, rush, and commotions of this world with your vibe of life, justice, and love, and spread the vibe throughout the world. Please help us to be your true witness. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.